From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the timing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate? Really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killing actually happened earlier last week, but it took several days to confirm those deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued. It happened Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather, slowing the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. Alexis Tsipras, the firebrand Greek leftist who lost his bitter fight with Europe's establishment to end its harsh economic austerity against his country, seeks re-election. The election today, a month after he resigned as prime minister. His Syriza party is in a tight election race with the conservative New Democracy Party, which accuses Tsipras of incompetence in dealing with international creditors who have been bailing out Greece's economy. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Havana, Cuba, launching a 10-day historic trip to Cuba and the United States, praising the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world, and what he says is that it fills us with hope. He said, I urge political leaders to persevere on the path and to develop all of its potentialities as a proof of the high service which they are called to carry out on behalf of peace and the well-being of their peoples. And later today, the Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. Pope then travels to the United States. The Pontiff's U.S. schedule will include a private meeting with President Obama, speeches before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations in New York, and an appearance before a Vatican-sponsored world meeting of families in Philadelphia. In West Africa, tensions in Burkina Faso remain high despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers. They have been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard who seized power last week. Across the country, groups of protesters are putting up roadblocks to show their discontent over the coup. Emilia Yob has our report.
A few hundred people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing Our Homeland or Death, a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diendéré, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow a former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years, before being ousted from power last year, after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emilia Yob for VOA News, Bobo Dialusso, Burkina Faso.
And here in Washington, President Obama paid tribute Saturday to African-American women for their role in helping shape American democracy, calling them the thinkers and the doers who made things happen at the height of the civil rights movement a half century ago. Mr. Obama gave the keynote address to the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual awards dinner. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.